Alrighty, is everybody ready to rock and roll?
Sure.
I call the meeting of the Ethics Board for Wednesday.
Tuesday.
No, Thursday.
Tuesday.
What is today's date?
November 22nd.
November 22nd. I am so sorry. I'm actually supposed to be off and not know these things, so. To order, could we have the roll call, please?
Yes. Mr. Robert Shelley?
Here.
Ms. Joanne Warren?
Here.
Ms. Patricia Hint?
Here.
Ms. Annie Walker?
Yeah. A motion to approve the minutes from the previous meeting would be in order.
So moved.
Second.
It's been properly moved and seconded to approve the minutes. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained. Motion carried. Do we have any reasons to go into the closed session?
Yes, we do have Mr. Keith Stanley.
Okay.
Who does have an item to be brought up.
Okay.
The closed session.
Okay. The board will convene into closed session to hear disciplinary matters and related information pursuant to section 19.85, paren 1, paren B, and or F, Wisconsin statutes, and to consider and render confidential advice pursuant to section 19.85, paren 1, paren H, Wisconsin statutes. Into regular business.
Fine-tuning discussion.
Remember that guy who was hanging around a couple of years? Remember him?
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen him in a while. What happened to him?
I guess he got a real job. I don't know.
That already decided what we were discussing wasn't really all that interesting.
Yeah. Alrighty. So, a motion to reconvene into open session as authorized by sections 19.85, paren 2, Wisconsin statutes would be in order.
So moved.
Second. Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. We're back in open session. Next on the agenda is the 2011 Statement of Economic Interest Forms. Now, I'm going to assume.
Didn't we just redo this last year?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We do it every year.
No, but I thought we really redid it last year.
Yes, we did.
I mean,
we spent more time on it last year, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I really can't recall any specific problems we've had over the course of this year that we would be able to address. There are certain things that seem to confound people no matter what we do with this project.
Yeah. I don't remember anything coming up during the year where we said, you know, we need to change this.
And we have the hand, so.
Right. And that's the first thing I checked for.
I know.
The hand?
The hand.
The hand.
The only things, of course, are the logical ones, that the dates have to be changed, and the members of the committee was what I picked up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Go for it.
No, it's not worth it.
Does anyone have, so it would be proper to approve this with the understanding that all dates and things will be updated to reflect the current year.
And the makeup of the board.
Pardon? And the makeup of the board, correct.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and properly seconded to approve the Statement of Economic Interest Forms with the appropriate changes for dates and board composition. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries. All right, now it's your turn.
I have to admit, I don't really have anything to report. Since the last time we met, the new Statement of Economic Interest are before you for the next item, and I've just been accepting those and reviewing those as they have arrived.
Okay.
contacted, and I haven't done, the mayor's office about new members to our?
Yes. And in fact, we have received, I was gonna bring that up under new business.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But that's okay, because I was gonna talk about it too. We did receive an email from Jim.
Actually, Alexis Peterson.
Oh, Alexis Peterson, okay. Regarding Martha Turan, and her health prevents her from being a participant, so much so that she is unable to either talk or email. So she has indicated that she wishes to resign, and that this is an appropriate form of resignation. And that they have done, already done outreach to the NAACP for a replacement for her. I'm sure, because we talked about that last, at the last meeting, is doing outreach to the mayor. That has been done, correct?
They are working on it.
Yeah, they are working on it.
It's my understanding, because I spoke with my boss, Jim Osarski, and it's my understanding that they are aware of the difficulties that the board is having.
Right.
And therefore, they are working on fulfilling those positions.
Great.
But like I told, I suggested before, that it's the board intention to go ahead and pursue that with a letter, an email or whatever. I'll be more than happy to follow it through.
Oh, yes, I would say yes.
Yeah.
That we would need to have a letter.
Okay.
You know, form a letter requesting and stating the difficulties, and that we really need to have a full board in order to do the city's business.
Okay.
But that's kind of the,
great,
where we're at this particular.
Sure,
well, I can follow up and call and talk to them as well. The importance.
I will help you draft a letter. Well, I think we should draft a letter for your signature,
okay,
as the chair now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yep, I agree.
Okay. And it'll finish with "be governed accordingly."
That's right.
Wow.
He got up on the wrong side of the bed.
No, it's just helping me with my power.
Oh God.
And that is a reference that bothers you?
Not at all.
It's just helping me establish my power, and pretty soon I will rule the world. Because I do have the gavel now, too, so look out.
Start in here first. Start in here first.
All right.
Yeah, the reporter's not here, huh?
Just because.
There you go. Next, we have the Statement of Economic Interest forms that have been submitted for approval.
Interestingly, he lists the associations. He manages to get the Milwaukee Young Lawyers Association on here, but forgets all about the State Bar
Association.
He also forgets about the Milwaukee Bar Association, whom we mandatorily pay the dues for all of our lawyers, so he's left a couple off here.
Well, I do get a kick out of the Marquette University High School Home Alumni Board.
Yeah. But you realize anybody who went to Marquette University High School is rabid about the fact that.
Oh, I'm well aware of that.
Yeah.
I noticed on one of them it said, you know, are you a Milwaukee resident? And the answer was no.
Yeah, transportation.
Yeah. This is a requirement, and others it's not. Is that the case?
Is that right, Ed?
It's possible. I'm unaware of this board. I suppose I can look into it.
Is this a new, public transportation board? Is it a new board?
It came out of Tactical Review Board, and when that was.
Okay.
And that one did not require.
No, it came before the board, and it was agreed that they were not required.
To be, okay.
Then this one probably doesn't require it either.
Other than what Joanne brought up, I didn't notice anything. What is the standards and appeals commission?
I have no idea.
Well, that, I mean, that's just more curious in terms of.
What is it then?
That's kind of one of those generic.
Yeah.
Names that.
I can look it up if you want me to.
No, that's all right, I mean, I can certainly, my curiosity is that much, I can check it out later.
All right.
Commission to the highest standards.
There you go.
He's one of our litigation associates, I can.
All right.
He's one of our litigation associates.
Then, being no objection, we'll accept these as filed. Correct?
Yes.
All right. Is there any other business to come before? Commission?
I think you covered all the new business, didn't you, Manny?
Think so.
Excellent.
Next meeting date. I would suggest that unless there is reason to meet in December, that we don't meet in December and reconvene in January.
That makes sense, and hopefully by then we'll have some appointments.
Yes.
I think that works, if something comes up, we seem to be able to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Functionally set up a meeting.
All right, so it's generally the third Wednesday, correct?
Yeah.
So that would be January 18th. How does that work with your schedule, Joanna?
It will work.
Okay.
January.
18th. At the usual time, 9 o'clock?
9 o'clock.
Or does this time work better for people?
No, this is okay, actually, 9 o'clock is better, once I get in the office, that's why I was a little late, because I kept telling somebody, I gotta go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okey dokey. Having no business, further business before the board, a motion to adjourn would be in order.
So moved.
Second.
All right, we stand adjourned until January 18th.
So what?
9 o'clock.
How cold is it gonna be?